This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam, salam, rasulillah, wa alaykum, salam, alaykum, alaykum, wabarakatuh. Hope everybody's well, inshallah. Continuing with day 8 of Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Halamain. Today, inshallah, the Imam started the 5th surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah has a lot to do with the completion of faith and fulfilling covenants. That's how the surah starts. And the 5th surah of the Quran has one of the ayat which has ayat revealed in the Quran. And it is not the last one, it is one of the last. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the third ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, towards the end of it, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on this day, I have perfected your faith for you, completed my favor upon you, and chosen Islam as your way of life. Again, like we said, deen means way of life and lifestyle. So this surah speaks about how Islam is complete. Islam is not in need of correction. And that's why Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said something powerful. He says, nothing will rectify people except with what rectified them in the early part of Islam. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought this faith and brought Islam to people, in essence giving them a complete way of life, that people derive principles from the divine, from revelation, and they are not left to their own counsel and to settle their own matters except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this particular surah speaks about that and how we establish our covenants with Allah azza wa jalla, and in reality how to establish this faith, this deen completely. And hence why it's very powerful that many of the major rulings of Islam comes from Surah Al-Ma'idah, like eating halal meat, it's interesting that one of the final ayat of the Quran, one of the final ayat, not the final ayat, this ayah that we just recited, speaks about the right format of eating foods. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 48th ayah that وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. We have revealed to you, O Prophet, this book with the truth as a confirmation of previous scriptures and a supreme authority over them. And this teaches us that Islam essentially has abrogated all other revelation that has come before it. And in essence, what is in this book is the supreme authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to everybody else. So in reality, when we look at what Islam brought in, it is complete, it does not have any deficiencies. And sometimes we may question like some of the rulings in faith and say, okay, what's the wisdom behind this? So there's a practical explanation to everything, which is all rulings in Islam have wisdoms. And some of those wisdoms are known to us and some of those wisdoms are not. Like, for example, why do we pray three times or three rak'ah for Maghrib? That's just because that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended it. So in essence, we have to understand that divine wisdom is to Allah azza wa jal, and it is our human capacity to understand that wisdom. And when we do, that actually helps us to implement and to practice this faith completely. So with that, I hope inshallah ta'ala this Quranic reflection inshallah has been beneficial to you all. We will continue tomorrow inshallah with illuminations from the Haramain. This has been day 8, where we understand that the deen of Islam is complete and it is not in need of any kind of change, but to just practice it the way it was intended. I leave you all inshallah with this view of the roof of Masjid al-Nabawi, and we'll see you all inshallah tomorrow. As-salamu alaykum.